Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. I continue to hear this. He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. I continue to hear that ringing in my spirit. He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers who are on the call today. I want to say personally, happy Mother's Day to you. We understand the struggle. We understand the pain, but we also understand the joy. God has been faithful. He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. We ought to give Him glory for what He's done. Never allow a situation, a problem, or a proclivity to cause you to turn from the God who has been with you. God has been too faithful. Things happen. People do things. Things go wrong. But you know what? God is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I beg you today to keep your eyes on the Lord. Satan's job, he and his minions, their job is to take you off course and try to block you. But your job has to be to keep your eyes looking to the hills from whence come your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord. God did it. That's who did it. God fixed it. God turned it. God has been faithful all of the days of your life. Don't allow a moment in your life to define the totality of your life. Mothers, for all of you who can hear me today, God has done marvelous things in your life. There's some things that did not go the way you felt it ought to have gone, but God has done marvelous things in your life. I want you to lift your head, and I want you to be lifted up. I want you to lift your head, and I want you to look to the hills from which come your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord. People come, people go, but the Lord is consistent. He stays. He doesn't misunderstand you. What He does is He allows you to go through what you're going through to remind you there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus, to remind you that He's your help, to remind you that He is your source, to remind you that He is your strength, to remind you that He is your peace. For those who are looking for peace today, I dare you to turn to the God of your salvation. For those who are looking for joy today, I dare you to turn to the God of your salvation. To those who are looking for happiness, turn to the God of your salvation. He's the consistency in your life. Not your friends, not your family, God. He's the consistency. And if you always trust Him, if you always revert back to Him, even when you have gone astray, He'll take care of you. He'll keep you. He'll strengthen you. He'll protect you. And He'll take watch over you. The Bible teaches us that all night and all day, angels are watching over us. It's important, saints, that you take true to the word of God. Don't allow the testimonies of men to blow you up and make you think you're more than who you are. I've learned that the hard way. There were times I felt I was bigger because there were people who made comments to try to put me there. But listen to me. God is the one who elevates. God is the one who demotes. God is the one who gives us strength. Let's look to Him today on this Mother's Day. I dare you, I double dare you, to look to Him for your strength, your help, your peace, and your soundness. When you look to the Lord, He'll always be there. He'll be there to hear you. He'll be there to respond to you. As a matter of fact, when you're not there for the Lord, He's still calling your name. That's the celebration of today. He still calls your name. He calls your name because He loves you. That He cares for you, not that love that some people like to say, but He loves you for real, for real. So I beg you today to be strong in Him. I beg you today to be strong in the power of His might and let Him be God and let His enemies be scattered. The scripture of the day is Psalms 46. That's an old familiar text, Psalms 46. Listen to the words of the text. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Can I read it to you again? That blessed my life so strongly over this past weekend. The Lord just kept this in my spirit every time I felt myself slipping. The Lord said, remember, I am your refuge. I am your strength to the sister, to the mother, to the brother who's going through something and people just won't understand. Listen to the words of the Lord, God Almighty. He says, I am your refuge and your strength and ever-present help. He's there when you don't even know he's there. He says, in the times of trouble, when there's turbulence, when there is shakiness going on in your life, the Lord said, I'm here. I'm closer than a whisper. You don't have to holler him down. You can just talk to him. The text says again, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. This is the word of God to you today, to some mother or even some father. This is what I want you to realize this morning. And the word of God for you is, help, Lord. That's it. Listen to the text again. God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Many people do not know how to pray. They don't know what to say because they've been taught to use all the charismatic words. But this morning I come to you with the simplicity of a relationship with God. God wants me to tell you, just say, help, Lord. You've gone through this, you've gone through that, you went through this, and some of this stuff is mental. All of it is not physical. Some people are going through some mental things. And the Lord is saying, instead of trying to find all the charismatic words, instead of trying to find all the celestial words, just simply say, help, Lord. If you see what's happening through your natural eyes, instead of you reacting, help, Lord. If you understand what people are trying to do to you, instead of you reacting, help, Lord. To every mother and every father, to every brother and to every sister who's listening to me today, I want you to take the sincerity of this word. He is your refuge. He is your strength. God has not brought you this far to leave you now. God is not giving you life more abundantly to take it from you now. But what God has given you is an opportunity to call on him, an opportunity for him to be able to make the difference in the situation. The word of God to you is simple. Help, Lord. I don't know what's happening, but help, Lord. I don't know where this is that coming from and that's coming from in my life, but help, Lord. To my sister who's struggling, to my brother who just can't figure it out, stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to understand it. Because there are things that are more complex than you think. But all you need to do is say, help, Lord. The text teaches us that he is an ever-present help. He's there when you entered into it. He knew about it before you were aware of it. But what you got to learn to do is have a talk with him. When I was a youngster growing up in church, they used to sing that song, Have a Little Talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. My saints who are listening to me today, the word of God to you is simple. Help, Lord. Don't worry about the fancy words. Help, Lord. Don't worry about the subject and the verb agreement. Help, Lord. If you're up against a trouble, I've just taught that you ought to meet it squarely face to face. You have to learn to lift your chin, set your shoulders, and take a breath. Because when it's vain to try to dodge it, do the best that you can do. Running from it will not save you. See it through. How do I see it through when this is happening and that is happening? How, Pastor, do I get out of the mess that I found myself in? This is how you do it. You simply say, help, Lord. That's where it is. It's in the Lord that you find your peace. It's in the Lord that you find your refuge. People will never understand you. People will never agree with you. And that's all right. You have peace with God. Because when you have peace with God, God will put in your life the surroundings that will support your peace. I just helped somebody. God will put around you the surroundings that will help your peace. It's because you have not asked the Lord for help that you're still crying. It's because you have not asked the Lord for help that you're still stressed out. It's because you've not asked the Lord for help that you cannot find your way. It's simple today on this Mother's Day. It's simple today on this day that the Lord has made. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to help you through it. Ask Him to help you with it. He's faithful. I'm a witness. I need you to be able to testify to that great reality. God is faithful. As a matter of fact, He's more faithful to us than we are to ourselves. God is faithful. He's looking for you to say, "Help, Lord." When the weight is overwhelming, don't keep trying to carry it. You will fall apart. Help, Lord. When you feel like life is coming to an end, don't stop. We prayed just a few weeks ago that God would open up a miracle for one of our deaconess, and God did it. We understood what the doctors were saying. We understood the reality of what life was going to do. But we said, "Help, Lord. We know you can do it. We know you can fix it." And when you can recognize that God can do it, there is nothing impossible for Him. God gave the miracle. We've given Him the glory. I beg you today, drop to your knees and tell the Lord, "Help. Help me to get through it. Help me to handle it. Help me to stand back up again. Help me to be an effective witness for you." People will tarnish you. People will try to put you in a box. But listen to me. You are so focused on what the people are doing and saying, whether it be your family or friends. Their opinion doesn't matter. You serve an audience of one. I come to speak to the mother, the father, the brother, the sister, who's hurting because you can't figure it out. The Lord says, "Here's your word. Ask me to help you." Ask the Lord. He sees it. He knows all the mechanics of it. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. That's your word for this morning. That's your word for tomorrow. That's your word for the rest of your life. Because we're living in a very perplexing and disheartening time. A time where loyalty and trust becomes dirty acts and wayward commitments. You see what's happening in this world we live in. Right becomes wrong, and wrong becomes right. People can't see the wickedness of their ways. You can't get bogged down in that. All you can do is make sure your relationship with God is right and ask Him to help you. The songwriter said, "Ask the Savior to help me. Strengthen and keep me." And it ends by saying He is willing to do it. But you got to ask Him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. This morning I beg you to ask the Lord to help you. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got in front of the fiery furnace, they could have buckled. They could have fallen apart. But they told the king to live forever because the God that they served would help them. And didn't He do it? Didn't He do it? They went into fire, three of them. Four of them came out. Why? Because Psalms 46 is correct. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help. Weigh with what people got to say. Weigh with things that are happening in your life that is negative. God is your present help. He's your strength. He's your refuge. He's your solace. You have to learn to trust Him. You have to enter into His courts with thanksgiving and into His house with praise. You have to thank Him and say, help me, God, when you don't understand what is happening. One of my favorite hymns of the church is, we're often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Terrible skies, howling tempest, often succeeds a bright sunshine. But in that land of perfect day, when the midst of the sea has rolled away, listen to the part, we'll understand it better. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints, saints of God, listen to me today. In the moment of hurt, in a moment of being shattered, God is saying, lift your head, ask me to help you, and watch me turn it. And I'm sure there are people on the call today who can testify that you've asked the Lord for help, and he came through and seen about you. You've asked the Lord for help, and he opened up doors for you. You've asked the Lord to help, and he gave you favor. And favor is more than friendship. Favor is more than things that people want to do for you. Favor comes from God. And God's favor will heal you when you're sick. God's favor will forgive you when you're wrong. God's favor will bring you peace in the midst of your storms. Today, I want you to recognize that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I want you to recognize that as you ask him to help you, as he's helped others, he'll help you. He's no respecter of God. He'll hear you. He'll heal you. He'll help you. You have to ask him to help you. God promises in the text to be our fortress and available during times of hurt and harm. Do you believe God? Do you believe that God is real? You have to start walking it out. You have to. People will not like you because you will believe God, but that's all right. Let the favor of God give you the peace, give you the strength, give you the understanding that God can do anything but let the peace of God rule and super rule over your life today. Mother, cry no more. Mother, hurt no more. Mother, stress no more. It's time for you to ask the Lord to help you. Help you in the areas where you hurt the most. Help you in the areas where the trials are the greatest. Listen, if you're going through something, whether internally or externally, know that God, is your retreat, your resource, and your muscle. Know that God is your retreat, your resource, and your muscle. You can run and hide in him. He will provide you with everything you need, and he'll give you the strength, the fortress, to be able to make it through any storm that life throws your way. One of my favorite lines, I didn't author it, but I've used it so long that people think I did. Nothing in life is big enough to defeat you unless you're little enough to let it. I want you to believe that today. That has helped me my whole life. That has carried me through some tough, rocky, shaky moments in my life. Nothing is big enough to defeat you, Mama. Nothing is big enough to defeat you, Daddy. Nothing is big enough to defeat you, brother. Nothing is big enough to defeat you, sister, in this life, unless you are little enough to let it. It's okay. Yes, it's okay to allow Satan and all of his minions to believe that they got you. Yes, it's okay. It's okay for them to laugh now. It's okay for them to scheme and plot now. But what you got to recognize, that God get the last say. And that's why I asked you, I told you, I urged you this morning to ask God to help you. Ask God to show you the way clear. Because when you ask God to bless you, he'll bless you coming in and bless you coming out. He'll do as my pastor used to say. He'll bless your socks off. People will look at you and say, she doesn't look like what they have been through. God's saying on this day that he's made, you have no reason to feel bad. You have no reason to have your head hung low. You have no reason to be down. Now is the moment. Now is the second. Now is the time for you to lift your head and be lifted up. Now is the moment for you to recognize the God of your salvation, the God who can do anything but fail. Ask him to help you. And the question this morning is very simple. Why do we need the Lord's help? Why do we need the Lord's help? Listen, we need it for presence. That's number one. We need it for presence. We need his presence assurance that everything is going to be all right. If God be for you, he's more than everything that's against you. Greater is he that is inside of you than everything that surrounds you. God wants his presence to be prevalent in your life. And I beg you to trust him today. Trust him above the comments. Trust him above the circumstances. He's your present help. That's why you need to ask him to help you. For presence, be with me, God. Stand by me, God. Hold me, God. That's the word that God wants to give to you, my sister, my brother. He wants you to know that he's a present help. But there's another reason for protection. The darts are coming. The darts are trying to destroy you. But David says something in Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear. Listen, the valley and the shadow of death all represents the darts of the night that are coming at you. It will scare you if you keep looking. But you need God's protection, the covering of God. The covering of God to not only cover your physical body, but also to cover your mind. Your mind is at risk too. And God is saying, you need to ask me to help you for protection. While the enemy is playing his games, while the enemy is trying to destroy you, this is what you need. You need my protection. Ask the Lord to help you today. One, because you need his presence. Two, because you need his protection. But there's another one. And this is the one that I'm shouting on this morning. You need the Lord to help you because of his power. Listen, no power can supersede God's power. No lie can supersede God's power. Nothing, no sickness can supersede God's power. No hurt can supersede God. God's power is the ruling power. God's power is the authority power. And if you can get tapped into God's power, everything will be all right. This morning, I come to you with an urgent call and plea from God. Ask him to help you. Ask him to help you. Ask him to help you. He comes with presence, protection, and power. Those three things will get you moving. Those three things will get you shouting. Those three things will get your joy back. Those three things will get your help. I beg you, ask the Lord to help you. That's your word today. He is your refuge and your strength. He is your present help. So his presence is needed, his protection is needed, and his power is needed. If you have it, you can praise God for it now. And if you don't, I dare you to ask him to help you. I dare you to ask him. I don't know what you're going through, but what I do know is he's a present help. What I do know, he is our refuge. What I do know, he is our strength. And because of that, we give him praise, we give him honor, and we give him glory. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace and for peace. You are God who heals us. You are God who delivers us. You are God who makes a way for us. This morning, God, we're still celebrating the miracle that you have performed with Deaconess Claudia Jones. Oh, God, we're celebrating you because, God, not only did you do it, but you did it double fold. God, you made the way. You provided the opportunity. You brought laughter back into Deacon Elisha Jones' life. And God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We know, God, that you can do anything but fail. We know, God, that you are the healer, that you are the deliverer, that you are the keeper. We know it, God. And God, you hit a home run once again. And we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. Nobody did it but you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And God, we give you all the praise. We ask, God, that you will continue to bless Brother Kenan Hunt. I pray, God, that you would lift him. Father, we're asking for a continued miracle. Turn, God. Make it right, God. He could praise you more if you would give him the miracle that he needs to be able to come up off of the bed. And God, turn it. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, and I praise you. We pray for Minister Clickley today. I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless and strengthen him. Lift him up, God, and give him strength and power, wisdom, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones today. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to hold her close to you. And we thank you for the miracle that you performed in her life. We pray this morning for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Father, continue to strengthen both of them. Continue to lift both of them. Continue to make them the walking, talking, and breathing miracles that they are. Yes, God, to your will, and yes, to your way. We thank you, God, for Brother Ben Mobley today. We thank you, God, for all of these years. We ask for the miracle. You gave us the miracle. And God, you've kept him at least 9 years since the first episode happened. You are a miracle working powerful God, and we thank you this morning, God, as we pray, God, that you would help us. We pray, God, that you would strengthen every person that can hear my voice. Give them strength. Give them peace. Father, get them through what they're going through. For, Father, we understand who you are and what you're able to do. So, Father, in those quick moments when our flesh wants to take over, Father, we yield ourselves to you, and we simply say, help. Help in this moment, strengthen in this moment, protect in this moment, lift in this moment, in the name of Jesus. For those who have brought prayer lists to the call, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would fix it. I don't know the people. I don't know the situations, but that doesn't really matter, because it's not about me knowing. It's about you knowing. They brought their names. They brought their situations to you, God. I ask in the name of Jesus. I stand with them. I agree with them. According to your will, let it be so. Heal, God. Deliver, God. Set free. Bring salvation. Turn it, God, into favor in the name of Jesus. And now, God, I pray for mothers especially this morning. I pray, God, that you will continue to smile upon her. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to lift her up, God. She's been through the hard days. She's been through the storms. She's been through the struggles. But, God, through it all, you've kept her. So, Father, I pray for every mother who can hear my voice. I pray, God, your strength, your peace, and your protection. Father, I pray for pastors who will preach the word of God today. Satan, we rebuke you. Let the hands of God be with us. And, Father, let the word come forth strong. Let the word not be tainted today because of the snares of the enemy. But, God, let the word come forth that some man, some woman, some boy, some girl will cry out, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? Strengthen our pastors today and build them up, God, and give them what they need. And Father, we promise you we'll always give you praise. And now, God, I put your people in your hand. Have your way in their lives. Father, as we go to worship today, as we move about this day, I pray, God, you'll strengthen your protection. Be with them, God. Stand by them. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Wednesday, Sunday, morning service.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.